What is the secret to finding peace, contentment, and joy in this life? How does one find happiness and contentment? This is the quest that King Solomon was on, and he had absolutely no limitations. He was the wealthiest and the wisest man on planet Earth in his time. Join us as we do a deep dive and conclude in the book of Ecclesiastes. Solomon has tried many, many things to bring joy, peace, and contentment in his life, and then he comes to a final conclusion. Listen in as we find out what that conclusion is. Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is September 5th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Deuteronomy 21, 1 to 9. If in the land that Hashem your God is assigning you to possess, someone slain is found lying in the open, the identity of the slayer not being known, your elders and magistrates shall go out and measure the distance from the corpse to the nearby towns. The elders of the town nearest to the corpse shall then take a heifer, which has never been worked, which has never pulled in a yoke. And the elders of that town shall bring the heifer down to an ever-flowing river, which is not tilled or sown. There in the river they shall break the heifer's neck. The Kohanim, sons of Levi, shall come forward, for Hashem your God has chosen them to minister to him, and to pronounce blessing in the name of Hashem. And every lawsuit in case of assault is subject to their ruling. Then all the elders of the town nearest to the corpse shall wash their hands over the heifer whose neck was broken in the wadi. And they shall make this declaration: Our hands did not shed this blood, nor did our eyes see it done. Absolve, Hashem, your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, and do not let guilt for the blood of the innocent remain among your people Israel. And they will be absolved of blood guilt. Thus you will remove from your midst guilt for the blood of the innocent, for you will be doing what is right in the sight of Hashem. Ecclesiastes 10, 1 to 12, 14. Dead flies turn the perfumer's ointment fetid and putrid. So a little folly outweighs massive wisdom. A wise man's mind tends toward the right hand, a fool's toward the left. A fool's mind is always wanting when he travels, and he lets everybody know he is a fool. If the wrath of a Lord flares up against you, don't give up your post, for when wrath abates, grave offenses are pardoned. Here is an evil I have seen under the sun, as great as an error committed by a ruler. Folly was placed on lofty heights, while rich men sat in low estate. I have seen slaves on horseback and nobles walking on the ground like slaves. He who digs a pit will fall into it. He who breaches a stone fence will be bitten by a snake. He who quarries stones will be hurt by them. He who splits wood will be harmed by it. If the axe has become dull and he has not whetted the edge, he must exert more strength. Thus, the advantage of a skill depends on the exercise of prudence. If the snake bites because no spell was uttered, no advantage is gained by the trained charmer. A wise man's talk brings him favor, but a fool's lips are his undoing. His talk begins as silliness and ends as disastrous madness. Yet the fool talks and talks. A man cannot know what will happen. Who can tell him what the future holds? A fool's exertions tire him out, for he doesn't know how to get to a town. Alas for you, O land, whose king is a lackey and whose ministers dine in the morning. Happy are you, O land, whose king is a master and whose ministers dine at the proper time with restraint not with guzzling. Through slothfulness, the ceiling sags. Through lazy hands, the house caves in. They make a banquet for revelry. Wine makes life merry, and money answers every need. Don't revile a king even among your intimates. Don't revile a rich man even in your bedchamber. For a bird of the air may carry the utterance, and a winged creature may report the word. Send your bread forth upon the waters, for after many days you will find it. Distribute portions to 7 or even to 8, for you cannot know what misfortune may occur on earth. If the clouds are filled, they will pour down rain on the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or to the north, the tree will stay where it falls. If one watches the wind, he will never sow. And if one observes the clouds, he will never reap. Just as you do not know how the life breath passes into the limbs within the womb of the pregnant woman, so you cannot foresee the actions of Hashem, who causes all things to happen. Sow your seed in the morning and don't hold back your hand in the evening, since you don't know which is going to succeed, the one or the other, or if both are equally good. How sweet is the light! What a delight for the eyes to behold the sun! Even if a man lives many years, let him enjoy himself in all of them, remembering how many the days of darkness are going to be. The only future is nothingness. O youth, enjoy yourself while you are young. Let your heart lead you to enjoyment in the days of your youth. Follow the desires of your heart and the glances of your eyes, but know well that Hashem will call you to account for all such things. And banish care from your mind and pluck sorrow out of your flesh, for youth and black hair are fleeting. So I appreciate your vigor in the days of your youth, before those days of sorrow come and those years arrive of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Before sun and light and moon and stars grow dark and the clouds come back again after the rain, when the guards of the house become shaky and the men of valor are bent, and the maids that grind grown few are idle, and the ladies that peer through the windows grow dim, and the doors to the street are shut, with the noise of the handmill growing fainter, and the song of the bird growing feebler, and all the strains of music dying down. When one is afraid of heights, and there is terror on the road, for the almond tree may blossom, the grasshopper be burdened, and the caper bush may bud again, but man sets out for his eternal abode, with mourners all around in the street. Before the silver cord snaps and the golden bowl crashes, the jar is shattered at the spring, and the jug is smashed at the cistern, and the dust returns to the ground as it was, and the life breath returns to Hashem who bestowed it. Utter futility, says Kohelet. All is futile. A further word, because Kohelet was a sage, he continued to instruct the people. He listened to and tested the soundness of many maxims. Kohelet sought to discover useful sayings and recorded genuinely truthful sayings. The sayings of the wise are like goads, like nails fixed in prodding sticks. They were given by one shepherd. A further word, against them, my son, be warned. The making of many books is without limit, and much study is wearying of the flesh. The sum of the matter, when all is said and done, revere Hashem and observe His commandments, for this applies to all mankind, that Hashem will call every creature to account for everything unknown, be it good or bad. The sum of the matter, when all is said and done, revere Hashem and observe His commandments, for this applies to all mankind. Second Corinthians 8, 1 to 15. Moreover, brethren, we, Paul and his co-workers, do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded to the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yes, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. Speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now, therefore, perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man has, and not according to what he has not. For I mean not that other men be eased and you burdened, but by an equality that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. As it is written, he that has gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. Psalm 49, 1-20. Hear this, all you people, give ear, all you inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heel shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth, and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he sees that wise men die, likewise the fool, and the brutish person perishes, and leaves their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling place to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abides not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approves their sayings. Selah. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. And the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise you when you do well to yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understands not is like the beasts that perish. Proverbs 22:20-21. Have I not written to you excellent things in counsels and knowledge? That I might make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you might answer the words of truth to them that send unto you. I'd like to speak to you today from the conclusion of the book that we've been reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 10 through 12. Now, recall that this book was written by the wisest man who ever lived on the earth, and that was King Solomon. He was also extremely wealthy. And so he's on a quest. And the quest is he wants to find out what's the true key to happiness in this life. And we keep hearing over and over again as a recurring theme, it's all a meaningless chasing after the wind. Everything is meaningless. And so you could say that he conducted a great experiment. And so his query, his goal in the experiment is to find out what is the real secret to joy, contentment, and happiness in this life. And he had absolutely no limitations in this quest because he was very, very wealthy. And so throughout the book, you can see that he tried out different things to see if that would bring true joy, contentment, and happiness. He got involved in constructing great works, and that did not bring him happiness. It was a meaningless chasing after the wind. He filled up his buildings with great knowledge, with many, many, many books, and he would study and research and fill up his library with books, with researching. And that did not bring him joy and happiness. It was a meaningless chasing after the wind. Now, Solomon also had 1,000 wives and even more concubines. And so, did that bring him happiness? No, it was a meaningless chasing after the wind. So he had no limitations in this question and this quest. What is the true secret, the key to joy and contentment in this life? And as we conclude the book, he tells us the summary and the conclusion of the matter. In chapter 12, verses 13 and 14, the conclusion of the matter, when all is said and done, fear God and observe his commandments. This applies to all mankind. That God will call every creature to account for everything unknown, be it good or bad. The sum of the matter, when all is said and done, fear God and observe his commandments. For this applies to all mankind. He says this twice in a manner of speaking to underscore and underline and to emphasize this point. That's the conclusion of the matter. So if a person can learn this principle and this truth at a young age, perhaps when they're a teenager, or when they're in their 20s, or when they're in their 30s, or they're under 50, if you can learn that truth and that principle and walk it out, you will save yourself so much heartache, so much grief. There will be trials in this life. It's guaranteed. This is one way that God works in our life to rub off the rough edges in us and to build character in us. But if we learn this principle to fear God and to follow his commandments from a young age, you will make wise decisions about who you marry. Don't be unequally yoked. Marry someone else who also fears God and walks in his commandments. So marry someone else who loves Jesus Christ and wants to follow him as his disciple. You'll make wise decisions in the life career pathway that you choose and in how you manage your affairs, how you manage your money, your wealth, your resources, what you choose to buy, how you spend your time. You'll just make much better decisions than if you're walking around in the dark without the light of Christ in your life. So I'm going to conclude this time now with a classic song sung by the Byrds, and it's called Turn, Turn, Turn. To everything there is a season, and it's right from the book of Ecclesiastes.
season, turn, turn.